time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. This is a specially pre-recorded program for you. You won't be calling in, but it will be on the TalkZone website and on my website, where you can certainly listen and enjoy it. Remember, this program is about turning your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities. It's about getting the support you need. It's about making your dreams come true. It's about fulfillment and happiness and knowing that you can have the kind of lifestyle that you want. You can. It may take a little work, particularly if we've come with some emotional baggage and some issues that we have to work through. We all have them, some more than others, and that's okay. This is a classroom, and this is what we're here to do. We're here to really transform. And that's what my guest is doing globally, and that's what this new website we're talking about is doing. My guest today is Malika Chopra. She's a media entrepreneur and the author of two books, 100 Promises to Be to My Baby and 100 Questions for My Child. She's the creator of Intent Blog and My Potential. She serves as president for Chopra Media and is a member of the board of directors of Virgin Comics and Animation. And she, her experience also includes launching MTV in India and Michael Jackson's Heal the World Foundation and Go Networks. And currently, with all of that, Malika is the co-founder of this brand new network, which is Intent.com. She is co-founder with former Yahoo executive Sal Taylor Kidd on Intent.com. And this is a premier wellness site and social network that features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. Welcome back, Malika.
Thank you.
Okay, we're talking about Intent.com, and people can certainly sign up, and they can create an account, and they can write and share their intent and their material. We talked about the area. There are different areas on the website. One is health. One is relationships. Let's talk about success. You know, success is different for different people. For some people, success is like yourself creating a huge network. For me, it's about doing this media work that's so important to me and getting it out globally. For other people, it's about being parents and grandparents. For other people, it's about making a beautiful garden. Success is different for all of us. Address that.
Yeah, so again, our focus on success, well, we have, an area on wealth and creating wealth, and using things like the law of attraction in your life. That's a part of it, but really our focus in success is about, finding your personal success as you define so lovely. And that really ultimately is living your purpose. And so I come from a tradition where, we have a concept called Dharma, which is finding your purpose and your unique purpose for being here. So a lot of what we're focused on in our success channel is really helping people, and really that's the kind of premise of intent as well, is, you know, who do we aspire to be? So that's a part of our success channel, as well as leadership and coaching. And, you know, there's so many incredible coaches worldwide now, and many of them are blogging on our site. Then, you know, we cannot ignore, again, what's happening in the economy today. So, you know, we are also, because it is a time of stress, it's a time of uncertainty, so we do have also experts who are, you know, blogging about tips and, you know, everything from, actually, we have a great blogger on real estate issues as well. So, again, but how do we really find that balance and soberness in this time of great uncertainty and fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, important. And that's the next piece, as you talk about balance. That's another section of the blog. And that is a good part, because in this time of economic distress, we're really concerned, it is important to have balance. So do your bloggers write about work and life balance, relationship and work balance?
Yes. So, you know, balance, when we, Sal, my partner, and I really thought, actually met and started talking about launching a new company, we realized that that in and of itself rocks your balance, because you're working a lot. But both of us are mothers of two young children. So we were very committed to saying that not only did we want the site to address balance, but we really needed to address balance in our own lives, because we were mothers, we are mothers with young kids. So balance is something that we both think about a lot. So definitely the work-life balance and family balance. But Also, how do we achieve balance in our life?
Malika, how do you achieve it in your life? When do you find you're moving away from it, and what do you do to get back personally?
Well, you know, for me in my life, my number one priority is to be a good mother. Whenever I feel that, I'm not present with my children, and again, this goes, one of the great tools of intent, you know, one of my intents is to be a good mother. And I blog a lot about parenting, but, you know, Sal, my partner, giving me advice like put your cell phone off from 6 to 9 p.m. every night and be present with your children when you are with your children. And what a huge difference that one little tip but huge action has made in my life. It is about bringing the practical into your life as well. And whenever I feel that I'm wavering or I, you know, can hear I'm listening to my children and hearing that I'm not there for them. My purpose is to kind of share my stories and bring stories, but it's also ultimately, most importantly, to be there for my daughters. So I'll come back to that. So, you know, part of the wonderful thing about
finding that special time where you focus on the family, where you focus on something else rather than work, but you really dedicate and discipline yourself for that time.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why some of the other things in this category are like meditation or yoga or thinking about happiness and what are the aspects of happiness in our life, is very important for us all to kind of, one, you know, really think about who do we aspire to be? What is important? Who am I? Where do I come from? What is my purpose? And these really, as the questions that shape our journey, help us to also ground ourselves whenever we waver from them. Because we can begin articulating our priorities in our life.
Yes. All right, let's talk about causes. There is a section on the website of causes. Now, does this mean nonprofit foundations, causes to help the planet, whether it's feeding the poor in India or whether it's working with the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation?
Well, absolutely. You know, and causes was kind of one of those, we've still been struggling with the right term, but you know, the concept was how do we recognize social responsibility and social issues, human issues, et cetera. So in this section one, we do have various nonprofits who are writing and sharing their content on the site. From issues like peace and poverty, giving back, our site was very, very active and very vocal during the presidential elections. And we made a conscious decision that we were going to do that because we were supporters of Obama and we felt that it was important. Again, what you get here is unfiltered thought. So we let really the community and our bloggers write without any inhibitions. So politics has always remained a very active and actually the area that my father blogs about most, believe it or not. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and that's tied in some way to the next piece, which is the planet. Yes. I would think the planet, though, is very much about being green, but that's also about causes as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, planet, again, is a recognition that our own well-being is tied to Mother Earth's well-being. And so how are the different ways that we can ensure that, Mother Earth is vibrant and alive? We have people like Ed Bagley Jr. and my friend Simran Sethi, who's sharing her blogs here, people who are prominent in the green movement, but also, again, practical steps as well. So, you know, I'm just, as we're talking, looking at that section, and the first is by one of our bloggers on 7 simple steps to fall deeply in love with Mother Nature. So, again, how do we really embrace and feel connected and really love Mother Earth.
If people listening to this, Malika, would like to contribute in some way or they have something to say, how would they do that?
So all they need to do is come to intent.com, and right when you come, you can put in your intent and register for the site. And again, we know that sometimes people are daunted by the idea of putting their intent, so you can even... one, not put in intent, or you can go through the intents of others and just add it as one of your own, because there's such inspiring intents over there. And then once you're registered on the site, they can blog and they can write. Their content is kind of constantly featured and updated. And likewise, you can invite your friends, so your friends in the real world, but also find new friends on Intent who either share similar intentions or whose blogs you like.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're connected to them, every time you blog yourself, they are notified that you've written some content.
Oh, that's great. The last piece of the content in terms of what you have outlined on intent.com is spirit. So this is the spiritual aspect, whether it's meditation or prayer or religion. Talk about spirit.
Yeah, so of course, coming from the background that I came from, spirit is so important, and we find that actually so many of our wonderful contributors and Intent Voices really talk about spirit. And so, you know, from people like Amit Goswami to Michael Beckwith, who is joining us, to
yes.
Debbie Ford and my father and so many others, we have all of the best voices from around the world joining us there. So, you know, spirit is, again, you know, how do we connect with something that's deeper and greater? We spend a lot of our efforts because of our bloggers' interest on science and spirituality, so also supporting groups like What is Enlightenment and other wonderful publications as well. And then, you know, from holidays and celebration and looking at how do these rituals that we have in society, reminding ourselves what the deeper meaning of those rituals and celebrations are as well.
We're going to take a break. My guest today is Malika Chopra. She is the co-founder of Intent.com, a premier wellness site and social network that features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. She co-founded Intent.com with former Yahoo executive Sal Taylor Kidd. And this site aims to be the most trusted and comprehensive wellness destination for capturing our intentions and helping us to reach our goals. Malika Chopra is a media entrepreneur and author of two books, 100 Promises to My Baby and 100 Questions for My Child, from My Child. And she serves as president for Chopra Media, and her father is the esteemed and acclaimed and renowned Deepak Chopra. And this is a wonderful website that she is bringing to the forefront as co-founder to help us all connect. And you can log on to intent.com, and you can certainly connect with people and write your intent. And the areas of intent are health, relationships, success, balance, causes, planet, spirit. All right, you're listening to Positive Living. Write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com or Patricia at raskinresources.com. Both will get you there. I have blogs, a newsletter. I have 3 radio programs, soon to have more. And it's very exciting work, and I would love to hear from you because this is all about bringing us together and living a positive, healthy, and happy, and fulfilled life. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. This is specially pre-recorded for you, so you won't be calling in, but log on to intent.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.